Hi, Bob Rehm here with a moment for purity. The great verse in this battle is Romans 6, verses 12 and 13. It says, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. Do not yield your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but yield yourselves to God as men who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments of righteousness." Interesting, it says, "Let not sin therefore reign." The word reign is rule, to take authority, to tell you what to do, to make you obey its passions or lusts or evil desires. One version says that we are not to give sin a vote in the way that we conduct our lives. We're not to give it the time of day. I was battling with temptation severely recently, and I was wondering why. And this verse came to mind. The Lord brought to mind that it's not me who's desiring these things, it's sin. Once I was able to isolate the source, I was able to resist it, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, was able to overcome. If you'd like more information, go to Amazon.com and order the book, The War Within, Gaining Victory in the Battle for Sexual Purity by Bob Rehm.